Kathy at La Cat Cafe reflects on the emotional toll of rescue work.
But there's just no space. And then I can't sleep at night, and then I feel guilty. And then you save a cat that was found half dead on the side of the road, and, you know, 3 months later it's in a home, and it's got a swimming pool in its backyard, and it's like, that's why I do what I do. So it's like any rescue, whether it's the wildlife in Africa, or the whales, or the dolphins, or the Galapagos Islands, there's so many highs, and there's so many lows. And the only way you get through all the negatives is because when it's really good, it's really, really good. And just, you know, that's how you keep going. But sometimes you feel like, I just can't do this anymore. I can't. And then you just, one day, you just put one more step forward and something good happens. And it's like, thank God. It's